It's an unusually sunny afternoon in Unalaska, but a handful of kids are clustered around a television screen in the conference room at the public library.
Well, my name is Ann Dixon, and I'm a writer and a librarian. And behind me are some of the books that I have written.
Dixon is a popular Alaskan children's author, best known for her book Blueberry Shoes. She lives in Homer, so visiting Unalaska for story time would normally be out of the question. But with the help of the library's new video conferencing equipment, it wasn't a problem.
When you write a book, what do you think you need first of all to get started?
Paper.
Paper? Yeah, paper helps.
Video chat isn't exactly new technology, but it does require fast internet. And fast internet is expensive in Unalaska. $66,000 a year, to be precise. Librarian Dan Masoni says paying for that out of the library's budget would require cutting other services. That's where the $8.2 million Online with Libraries, or OWL, grant comes in.
The grant will bring high-speed broadband access into every public library in the state of Alaska. It will put video conferencing in every public library in the state of Alaska.
Masoni says access to broadband internet creates new possibilities for residents, possibilities that would otherwise be unavailable.
We are the, underlined exclamation point, the internet connection for most of this community.
Masoni says last year the library counted 150,000 people through the door, and most of them were there to use the internet. He's optimistic that the faster speeds will encourage innovation, like story time.
It might be time to read another story, or would you like to ask questions?
Masoni is enthusiastic about story time, but he hopes that in the long run, children aren't the only beneficiaries of the library's new technology. He thinks the video conferencing equipment could be used by businesses for job interviews and meetings, or by the public for lectures and research. Back at story time, though, it's clear there are still a few kinks to work out.
And run straight ahead until Douglas.
Technical difficulties aren't the only problem. Money is also an issue. The OWL funding is scheduled to run out next fall, and it's unclear what will happen to the broadband connection at that point. Masoni says the state is working on funding packages, but so far, there's nothing concrete.
If the funding isn't available from the outside, we're going to work, massage our budget to be able to keep good connectivity going here.
Masoni says it would be hard to go back to the slower speeds, for everyone.
Fast internet is just, it can really spoil you. I go home and I have a private circuit I pay for, and I sit there and when it takes 3 or 4 minutes for Google to paint, versus here, when I just click it on, it's there. Unfortunately, where we live puts us at the short end of the stick for transmission speed, which is sad. But, you know, it'll get better.
One might say it already is. In Unalaska, I'm Stephanie Joyce.